I've had a chance to personally reach out to all of the students that had enrolled into BA Fundamentals in our previous enrollment window. And the majority of those students have most of their questions already answered inside the course. And so what that gives us the ability to do is to open up the course again to have another set of students enroll into the course so that we can continue to support them. So we're opening up the enrollment window starting today. All the information that you're going to need to enroll into the course is going to be in the description of this video. And we're going to keep the enrollment window open for as long as it takes to get a number of students until we hit the limit of how many students we can support in terms of their learning and in terms of answering the questions to make sure that they're learning the materials properly. And so before we close the enrollment window again, we'll announce it. But as of right now, our enrollment window is open. And this time around, we are relying on the honor system for our pricing. So the last time when we opened up the course, we opened it up for free because it was really just the beginning of the pandemic and there was a lot of uncertainty about how things are going to move forward. About a month and a half in now, we have a little bit more stability. Things are still, we're completely not out of the water yet. I mean, there's still a long ways to go. But just based on that little bit of stability, we're a little bit comfortable now putting the actual price of the course on here. But again, we're not enforcing it. We're leaving it to you to choose the price that best fits your situation. And so although the free offer is completely gone, the $1 price is really reserved for the people who are currently out of work because of the pandemic, or people who feel very, very unsafe and are pretty sure they're going to be out of work pretty soon, or people who just simply can't afford to pay right now because of the fact that there is an issue with employment because of everything that's going on. Now, there are a lot of other people who are still employed and their life hasn't really been affected a whole lot. And we're going to be relying on those folks to really just choose the price that best fits their situation. Again, we're not going to enforce it. We're going to just rely on you to do it just out of the goodwill that you would have towards us. We're extending as much goodwill as we possibly can to everybody else. And so we're just hoping that people will return that for us. All right. So the course is open as of right now, and you can enroll with the information in the description below. The other thing I wanted to do was just to show you a little bit more about some of the stuff that we have inside the course. The last time around, I showed you the actual course structure, and I showed you what the video lessons look like. This time around, I want to kind of show you that when you enroll into the course, you're not just getting the materials that are part of the lessons. A big part of the learning that you do in a real classroom environment happens from the questions that other students ask, right? So oftentimes in a real lecture setting, in a real university or college course setting, typically you have the lecturer who's talking through the course materials. And the majority of the learning that you do comes from that. But then oftentimes you're going to get a lot of additional learning that comes from a question that you might not have thought about that another student has, right? And so the student asks their question, the lecturer answers their question, and you get the benefit of having a lot of that dialogue that goes back and forth between the other students and the lecturer. And so the way that we simulate that in our course online is that at the bottom of every lesson, we have a question section, and many of the lessons have a lot of very good questions that have already been asked from the previous set of students that have enrolled into the course. And so essentially what you get here is that you get the benefit of me answering the questions that other students have asked in the past, and the other students that you're going to be enrolling with now are going to be asking as part of their learning. And to just see an example of that, we had a question that came up. So here in the activity feed is where most of the most updated things show up. So anytime I answer a question in depth, typically what I do is I make it available in our activity feed so that all of the other students get the benefit. It also shows up at the bottom of the lesson as well, so you won't miss it. But essentially, we had a couple of different questions. This was the latest question that we had just a couple of days ago, where one of the students that we had, or one of our community members, was a little bit unclear about the differences between the role of the business analyst and the a lot of times what an employer will call as the solution architect. And so what I did in this post here is that I went through and I actually clarified the difference between many different roles, right? So the term solution architect itself is a little bit vague. It can mean a couple of different things. And so what I did in this detailed response is that I gave a very detailed answer to the difference between the business analyst, the business architect, and the functional architect. And if we go into the details of that actual description, we have a picture there that actually describes to you in a very great amount of detail about what the difference is between somebody who performs as the functional architect, the business analyst, versus the other thing that a solution architect can mean, which is the technical architect. And so drawing it out like this and actually giving examples of the things that each of the different roles is concerned with in this color-coded description here will give you a crystal clear understanding of what the difference is between all of those different roles. And so this is just an example of the type of things that you get to learn because of a question that somebody else may have asked. And so all of the students that we currently have enrolled into the course who are going through the course materials get the benefit of learning this just because one of the students asked that question. And so in a setup like this, you're learning a lot from the course materials themselves. You're learning a lot from the questions that the other students are asking. And what that does is it creates a reasonable simulation of a real-world classroom setting where you're basically learning from both the lecturer and you're learning from the questions, which, again, learning from the questions of other students is a huge, huge benefit because oftentimes students will have those questions themselves and they won't ask them until somebody else does and they get the benefit of that. But the real benefit really is that there are oftentimes questions that you might not have even thought about that get answered. And that is where a big part of the learning also happens. So take a look at the information in the description and on our description for the BA Fundamentals course. If this is something that you're looking to enroll into, then the information is all there. Feel free to enroll into the course, join us and take the lessons and start asking questions and start your learning.